as we read today in the book of Acts, when God wants the gospel preached, it's going to be preached. Even if he has to just open up all the jail doors and let his apostles out. Now that doesn't make them invincible or invulnerable, or it makes them, you know, servants of God. They all die, most of them martyrs' deaths. But when God wants it done, if we are in union with him, he'll get it done. The gospel touches on so many points. This is the conclusion of the area where we've been having the dialogue with Nicodemus. God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Think about that. God loved the world so much. Why? Why did he love the world so much? Because he's God. Because he wanted to. You see, you can't figure out love. Love that's motivated by something is not love. And as the theologians, St. Thomas, for instance, says, our love, which is a beautiful thing, follows upon the goodness of the person. The person is good, we see their goodness, we see them, even see the goodness of people where other people don't see it, but we see the goodness, and we love. God's love creates the goodness. Now, we can do that, too. There are so many instances, huh? You've seen in your own life, I'm sure, where someone's strong, faithful love has actually changed someone because of that love. But he gave his only begotten Son. It's one of those words, particularly in John, that sums up so much, right? Like, Christ came. Christ came. That's his whole preaching and healing and dying and rising. And sent is a word like that. It means this whole mystery of the presence of the Son of God among us. Because God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn it, that the world could be saved through this Son. Well, how do we get in on this? Belief. Now, if you try to look at what that means, you see, it's a constant yielding to the truth as it is presented to us. And we resist that, which is what so much of the rest of this text talks about. See, to believe, if we were to take a minute now and just in silence say, I believe that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the eternal living Son of God. On one level, of course, on another level, if that really got into us, our whole life would be different. We would burst out. We would become a burst of living flame. To think that God has done this for us. Not believed in the name. Not believe in the reality of Jesus. Later on in the gospel, we'll have it as we get closer to Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes and proves the world is wrong. That is, what the world might think is sin is not sin in the real sense of the term. Huh? or justice or judgment. The Holy Spirit proves to the believer the true situation. And he proves that the world is wrong about in regard to sin. Because in regard to sin, they do not believe in me. That's the sin. Now we can see that in our own life. How come we're all not saints? Because we resist the truth. We don't believe completely in Jesus. Well, we can't by ourselves. But we can pray for this. And then comes the other part of this, which is very much a part of the Johannine teaching, the Word of God through John. And this is the verdict, or the krisis, the judgment. And what is the judgment? That the light came into the world. And now he begins to analyze, why do we resist? Why don't we all just believe? But people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. And that's the obstacle. You see, that's the obstacle. Evil, and we like the evil. We want to be good enough. But we're very attached to evil. Now, there is a way, you see, that having been confronted with that fact, we can begin to pray, Lord, change me. Give me this understanding. Give me this capacity to believe. In other words, free me from my attachment to evil. This is where the Lord says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And my Father will love you, and I will love you, and I will manifest myself to you. The way to get from where we are into a full light is obedience. And much of this obedience is interior. Stop thinking that way. Stop feeling that way. You know, move out and get reconciled. Pray. It's the inner obedience to the movements of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit can free us from this attachment to darkness. See, and then it ends. Whoever does the truth, you see, is not believing, is acting as well, to do the truth. Make the truth exist through my act, so that I act the truth. I just don't think it. This one comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God, not for himself, but because I live now, not I, Christ lives in me. And if I yield to that reality of Christ and others see Christ, they will begin to believe. And that's why our Lord says to us, you are the light of the world.